All right. Since you're gracing us with our presence this morning, and I know you have a busy time getting ready for school, do you want to, anything you want to share with us, or?
Well, I see the napkins, I don't see the donuts.
That was, Don forgot.
It was his turn.
What's the deal?
it was his turn.
No, just wanted to stop in, two reasons, to follow up on the backpack.
Yeah, I sent you an email. Yeah, we're going to talk about it today, but are you guys good with that?
Did you get an email from me?
You know what? I get so much of stuff from Bethel Local Schools goes to my spam filter. I don't know why. So I have to, I go in once a week and check, but you probably did send me something, but it probably hit my spam.
All right, we're trying to figure that out. So.
Well, I don't think it's on you. It's crazy.
No, I think it is. I know I've sent some things to...
Yeah.
Mrs. Reese, and they've ended up in spam as well, so...
Did you send something about this?
No, I sent something about that one... I sent you a link to that.
Yeah, I know, but you didn't send this because I didn't get it either.
No. Okay. No. So, just wanted to follow up on that, so
yeah,
I'll wait to hear from you.
Cool if I talk to Jacob Watson and ask him if he can
Absolutely.
Share it on his
yep.
social media that
yep.
I got the okay from you? Okay. Yep. I talked to 3 or 4 teachers, I think I said that in my email, so as long as we're okay with it here, we'll go ahead. Cool.
Super. Second thing was wanted to extend a personal invitation to attend the dedication of the new elementary. That's going to be Saturday, August 19th at 10:30 a.m.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Historic occasion.
10:30?
10:30. And we're going to do a little ribbon cutting, but we'd love our township brethren to join the board.
Great.
And, just a mini dedication and then a grand opening. We're going to let everybody in to tour the facility. And
that's exciting.
It is very exciting.
Can't be there that day. That's a fair day.
I was going to say, isn't that during the fair?
No. Well,
Fair's
Dark
over.
County.
Dark County.
Oh, Dark County, not Allen's.
So I think the only thing we have left to do up there is the final inspection. We've gone through all the fire alarm testing, smoke tests, the radio tests. We were up there, it seemed like, every other day for a couple of weeks there, getting all those things slammed in together. So I think the only thing we really has left is the joint final to do. So it's moving right along. Everything's passed with flying colors.
Knock on wood.
So far. I mean, we had with the one... sprinkler and smoke test, there was one minor issue and they fixed it that same day.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it really wasn't an issue with the system. In the one office room back there, there's a server rack, mm-hmm. and you know, plans kind of work with where server racks get put versus where the building gets put. There was a sprinkler head right above it that basically probably would have filled up your server rack if something would have happened. So they moved that 2 foot away so it wouldn't get into it. So, I mean, it wasn't an issue with us as much as it would have been if something were to happen. So everything's been going well on our end when we've been up there. So we looked at the stadium while we were up there doing one of the tours. I think, Mike, you talked to Don. I tried to get a hold of him. He was in a meeting, but we might see if Don can put a little pull off by that drive going back in there
mm-hmm.
so that the medic doesn't block that entire drive.
Gotcha.
When it's sitting there at the football games and soccer games and stuff. He'd be able to kind of pull off to the side and keep that drive open for whatever we needed to keep it open for. It should be pretty straightforward.
You guys will have to show me up there.
Yeah, we'll get up there with you sometime. Okay. I mean, we can deal with how it is for a little while this year. So,
when's the first football game?
Well, glad you brought that up. The first home game is September 1st. And, right around the corner. But that's when we plan on having a dedication for the stadium and still working on the details for that, whether we're going to do it before halftime or whatever.
That's exciting.
It is, and we probably won't. We're still undecided whether or not we're going to have our first soccer games on there. I think our first game is the 12th of August. So.
They're quick. Yeah.
Quick.
Oh, yeah.
I know we're not going to have our scoreboard up
uh-huh.
Yet, but you can still have a soccer game without the scoreboard.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
It's not a big score.
Yeah. That's right. You can use your hands.
Yeah.
Right.
Just everybody hold up.
Yeah. But we will. You'll get an email invitation to the August 19th event. But I did want to stop in this morning and just extend that personal invitation. And really hope you can join us. And it's going to be a neat event.
Oh yeah, it's exciting.
First freestanding building we've built since
1917.
Yeah. I got a question. Will the bathrooms be in next year? By the stadium?
Ah, well.
And the reason why I asked, I was on the boosters for many years, school board, and we were always considered, oh my God, Bethel with no bathrooms. And we worked so hard to get bathrooms and not be that school anymore. And here we are back to.
So we have stamped plans for a field house that has locker rooms, restrooms for public use, as well as a concession stand. We're still working on the funds for that. We will not have it for this fall. So that's why you see porta-johns out there right now.
And I was wondering if you guys looked into, I don't know if you've ever seen them, but they're trailers that are bathrooms that are very much, I know they're a little more expensive, but they're a lot nicer than...
They're like a bathroom.
They're like a bathroom, better than, and you rent them. People rent them for weddings and things like that. I didn't know it.
They're really expensive.
Are they?
Like five figures, and the first one digit is not a one or a two.
Really?
Oh, wow.
For the length that we would need them
for, yeah. For the year.
We looked at those, even bringing them in and out for just our home football games.
Yeah. So ridiculous.
It's easier just to get the single. Yeah, they're not nice, but... maybe we'll motivate some donors to come forward and help us build this field house. That's the last piece. We're going to have rental bleachers for the visitor side. We were going to move the home bleachers over the current stadium and use those, but it's kind of like threading the needle. We ran out of time. So we're just going to put that off and on some rental units. That'll suffice for this season.
Great.
Yeah.
We'll be up there later today. We have some training with the trainer and different things for just getting ready for the sports season. I think that's at 2:30 today. So kind of have the guys tour the new facility, see the problems and everything else with the stadium part.
Yeah.
So you'll see us up there later today.
Awesome. Okay. Let us know if you need anything. Hope to see you the 19th.
We'll be there.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
All right. Jump back into it. Land use meeting. We had our meeting last week, right? Yes. Okay. Losing track of weeks. We need to plan some dates for the next one. Get through the other planning areas. Sooner the better. What do you guys have available or not available? I know this is getting into fair times and everything else.
I'm gone the week of the 21st, but after that I'm good.
So 28th, 29th, 30th.
Julie, what is your availability look like for August?
The week of the 28th is pretty good.
Pretty good? Okay.
Except Thursday. That's the week before Labor Day.
Correct.
So, probably earlier in the week.
Want to shoot for the Monday the 28th?
Sure. For me.
I'll send out an email. Well, after you talk to Joe, make sure it's
right. I'll put it in my calendar just to.
Six o'clock in?
Yes, ma'am.
Got it.
Okay. Let me, just do a avoid future confusion, since we have a minute here. It's the 28th, right? Monday the 28th?
Yeah, Monday the 28th.
He must be busy. Just give you the beat. Hey Joe, it's Andy. Give me a call when you get a chance. Working on a date for the next land use meeting. Tentatively, it's Monday the 28th. I was just calling to check on your availability. Give me a call as soon as you can. Thanks. Bye. All right. Moving on then. So for right now, it'll be the 28th, pending Joe's availability, and Michael sending out the email on that. The Ohio Ambulance Transportation Program grant. What this is was... pretty much kind of leftover ARPA money that they put into the ambulance transportation grant. Josh put in for it, just kind of throwing it to see what sticks. We were awarded $20,000, correct?
Awesome.
In that, you had to apply for three different things, and really the only one that Josh could apply for that met us was actual personnel during the time. So okay. That has to be used. You know more about this than I do, so it has to be used specifically for retroactive reimbursement during the COVID period.
Right.
For
so you had to be working during the COVID period to, and all of our employees fall into that time frame.
Really?
Yes. So
that's amazing.
That's good. So we're just going to divide the money up between all those employees.
Oh, and except for Sam Sortman.
No, he's still.
He was here in February, I believe.
Yeah. So, that counts as the period?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
As long as it was before April, whatever, April 19th, when they ended the pandemic. Yes.
COVID pandemic, yeah.
That's great.
So
that's
we're good. Just going to divide it by that many employees, and they'll get a separate check. It'll still have to go through payroll, so taxes will still be withheld, but that's
great.
What we plan on doing.
So how much do they get approximately each?
Approximately $833.
$833. Oh, that's nice. That's
before
a nice
taxes.
Bonus.
Before taxes, yeah. Sorry, before taxes.
So you get $20.52 after
awesome.
Yeah,
I'll take
right.
It.
But
I'll take it.
Hey, that's
I'll
great.
Do a separate
that's
check,
awesome
so
that
it's not
Josh
all in
did
the
that.
Payroll check, so it'll be a little less taxes.
Great.
Speaking of grants, thank you for signing this. Thank you letter to the Tip City Foundation for the grant for the Fire Safety House. It has been ordered. We're awaiting it. They said 10 weeks, right?
Yeah, I was actually going to call and just try to see if I can get an update.
Okay. So it should be here. We'll have to make sure we get some
the
pictures.
Day before
the open house. Yeah. So
they said we should get it 3 weeks before. That's what they said. So we'll see.
Okay.
We'll give it a shot.
Cool.
B City USA, they approved that.
Right.
So that will be on the next meeting. That was one of the resolutions from last time. It'll just get moved to the next meeting. And then speaking of the next meeting, August 8th. Special election. Are you guys working polls?
I am. Are you, Julie?
I'm not.
Okay.
Okay. Well, are we good to move it then to the 22nd?
Or do we need
no,
to move it?
No, we're going to have to go to the 29th.
Oh, right, the 29th. 29th.
Because I'm gone that week.
Oh.
The fair is...
the fair is the 8th. The
15th. Yeah.
I'm actually gone that week. Not that week, but just the Monday and Tuesday that day. I could be back by 7, but probably not.
I'm confused what you're even talking about.
Sorry.
There was a lot of days that came up.
The 22nd, but I'm actually gone Monday and Tuesday as well. So can we move it to the 29th?
Yeah, it's you guys may move it wherever you want to move it.
Can we just move it to later that week or... And that's a long way out.
I am gone on the I'm on the, gone on the 10th that week.
We do the 9th.
Okay.
Throw one out ideas.
That works for me.
Just move it to Wednesday, the 9th instead of the 8th.
That's fine.
That work for you, Joy?
It does, but that's that meeting date, Andy, that still have not made it to.
The county council.
We finally tracked down that county council thing.
That was a nightmare, didn't it?
You guys thought was quarterly, but it's actually monthly, and it's on the second Wednesday. So I moved the land and lifestyle preservation meeting out, but I still have not made it to this, but
it's what is that one?
Not a big deal.
Yeah, it's not a big deal, so.
Let's just do it on the 9th then. Okay.
What meeting are you going to on the night, or would go to on the
night? The county council.
And what is that?
It's the different jurisdictions. They get together, talk about issues and things and events. And the big thing that they do is set the date for trick-or-treat.
Yeah, but that they actually just said.
Right.
The, whatever it is.
They just set it. They set it in perpetuity now.
Perpetuity, so they don't even do that.
But, yeah, so we're
going to
do the
9th
then?
Yep, okay. That works.
Wednesday, August 9th.
Can you post that on the website?
Yep.
Like a little advance warning?
I will post it on there this afternoon. And it'll also go out with the text my gov stuff on Friday.
Lorna, I saw her Saturday. She had said there was a tree down on Palmer, and she done text my gov.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what. I just got in a truck, and I drove the entire Palmer Road, and I never saw it. I saw one little branch, maybe 3 foot long. We throwed it off the road.
I don't think I should have got an alert in the email, and I did not. So I'll have to look into that.
But. Okay, well, she'd said, like I say, I drove up and down, and I didn't know if you had already got it or
what. Well, we went out and did one scarf. Yeah.
Okay.
And we took, there was a big tree that came down with the storm in Friendship Park that's all cleared up now. That was the only times we were out on the weekend was, well, we weren't even out on the weekend for the Friendship Park one, but we were out for scarf.
I got a call then. I don't know if that was Saturday or Sunday, a dead deer on Singer, but I just went and got it up and got rid of it.
What'd you do with it?
I took it back to my neighbors, back
along the park.
Yeah. Back by the park and dumped it out. Coyotes will clean it up.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, no.
Remember that she wasn't signed up for everything. Maybe
she should have been able to text in. But
maybe she texted
it
to the wrong
one. It'd be no good to get on my phone and look on the system. So. Okay. Pending minutes review, working on getting some of those out for people. I don't think we have anything currently for a review, correct?
Mm-hmm. I haven't looked at yours yet.
Yeah, I haven't gotten anything back.
I'll look at them today.
Okay. It's from the work session, July work session.
Okay.
That somehow I found in my drafts. I don't know. The home, I think what happens is when I send stuff sometimes, the thing drops.
Oh, the connection drops.
And it sticks it in drafts.
It does,
It looks like it got sent.
Oh, but then it
didn't. That's the only reason I can think of, because I know that's happened before, but yeah, I'm like, why has nobody responded? So I just was poking around. Or maybe I went in there for something else and saw it.
So
it's funny how that's out.
Well, going back to the workshop agendas, when I send them out, I was starting to send things out as like packets before and PDFs and everything else. I went back to sending out just the Word version. Is that okay with everybody for the agenda? Because that way you'll have the Word version. Okay. So just want to make sure that was everybody else was okay. Because I can send both. It doesn't matter. But okay. Moving on. So, update on the EMS call. That was the one we talked about last time. So, I went back, found out there's a multitude of issues as far as that goes. One was a confusion with, I went back and talked to the guys on the call, and the lieutenant on the call specifically. And I didn't even know that there was another Springfield branch that opened in Enon, I guess. And that wasn't on our transport guard line.
The one next off of the... whatever that exit is, where the Sportsplex is.
Correct. Yeah. And so anyways, training issue on that side of things, as far as that goes. Knowing that we do transport to Springfield, that's in there. We're going to add the other one back into our transport protocol, the new one.
Oh.
The one off of Enon's actually closer than the main Springfield branch.
I think so.
To us.
But there's another one, too. That was where the confusion came in. The second Springfield.
Regional.
That we don't go to.
Yeah. Oh.
So they, yeah. There's
so there's a Mercy, and then there's another one?
Yeah, there's a standalone one in Springfield as well. That'd be like the equivalent to their Heber Heights Urgent Care. So you would actually be driving by a better hospital to get to that one. So we don't go to that one.
Gotcha.
And that was the confusion with.
Gotcha. Okay.
But still, once again, training issue. So part of this month's training for the crews is to review the transport guidelines, where they go, how they happen, so that everybody's up to date with that and up to speed. It's not like they're a new person. I mean, the lieutenant that was on's been on for 4 or 5 years. So I don't know, just a brain fart, something along those lines. But we've still got it taken care of, and that will be part of the training regimen now.
Great.
So, shouldn't have,
as long as they know they don't, you know, like if we were arguing back and forth, they should have called somebody else and got permission to do that too.
Exactly. And that's part of the that's part of the guidelines is to call the on-duty supervisor and then be done with it. So that whole transport guideline will be reviewed as part of the monthly EMS training this month. And then we'll be probably stuck on there annually to review just so that we don't run into that kind of problem.
Great.
So that is...
I have a question.
Sure.
So you said there's a second hospital in Springfield that's not on the list?
On the transport list, yes.
So what if somebody asks to go to that? They're denied.
Well, typically it's actually in their best interest to not go to a standalone hospital for anything if they don't have to.
Right.
Those are usually, okay, it's right down the street. Yeah. We'll run you down there, get you checked out, send you back home. But yeah, if they're calling one to go for a 35-minute transport, yeah, that wouldn't be on the list. I was told that was not on the list. I don't know.
It's not.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking kind of the case, like part of the background of her case is that his doctors were at that hospital.
Right.
So if the same situation came up, I guess that would be something the supervisor could say.
Yeah, they can always ask,
For instance, the biggest one that we run into is Kettering.
Yeah.
We don't transport to Kettering. It's way too far, and we pass other Kettering-based hospitals to get there. So I had this huge talk with Janine Friend, because that's where she wanted to go. And I said, there is no, we can't take you there. I mean, we have to take other hospitals that are in your same network, your same type of thing. We have to pass those to get you to another hospital.
And then it takes time, and then that's time that we don't have to respond to another call.
Correct.
And that's the big thing.
Yeah.
So, but then she didn't even know Sewing Hospital existed at the time. So now she goes to Sewing, and that's where she goes all the time, instead of going to Kettering.
Downtown. South of downtown.
And, you know, there's a lot of reasons. I mean, I can understand why people don't want to go to Grandview sometimes, just because of being where it is.
Mm-hmm.
The Valley's a nightmare anymore. But another one we've gotten requests from is Miami Valley South. It's like, we don't go to Miami Valley South. We have to pass Miami Valley to get to Miami Valley South. So another thing that I even thought about is probably we should do a newsletter article coming up in our future newsletter.
That.
We probably four or five
years
maybe
ago.
Even longer. I don't know.
Yeah.
Time gets away
that's
from
a good idea. I'll do that.
Of putting where we do and where specifically and outside of that we don't do those transport. Honestly, Upper Valley takes us one of the longer times to get to.
Yeah.
But you know, depending on where you're at in the township, if you're far north, it's pretty quick. But if you're all the way, you know, down here in Brandt, and you want to go to Upper Valley, we can get you to other premier hospitals a lot quicker. Now they got Kettering Troy, that's another one that we added to our list.
If they have no preference, where do you take them?
Well, it depends on their situation. So if it's a minor call and they have no preference, we generally take them to Heber Heights ER. If it's one of the things that fall into certain criteria for, we kind of have to take them to certain. Like, we can't take a trauma patient to Heber Heights ER. They're going to go to the Valley, basically, or
Grandview.
They're the only two that can handle those traumas. If it's
burns, go to the Valley.
Yeah.
pretty much if you think you're going to stay overnight, two nights, don't go to Humor.
Right. Because
they don't have the capability to...
Even major cardiacs, we take some of those. It depends. I mean, 99% of the time we try and have a paramedic on our rig, so to speak. Every now and then, due to staffing issues, we don't. And so if it's a basic crew and they get a very bad cardiac call, take them to Uber. And then they can stabilize them and take them on to Grandview. Because at least there's a doctor there. But they don't have cath labs and they don't have those sort of things that you need when something like that's going on. So a lot of it depends on the situation. There's a lot of factors that kind of come into play. Yeah.
I was also told I was checking into traveling and with different, health issues that, but with the digital networking system that we have in place now, your records are easily accessed from anywhere.
Right. Yeah.
Anywhere. Any doctor can pull up what your history is.
What
and
medications
what
you're
doctors
on,
have,
think, yeah.
You know, whatever. So it's a little more comforting to know
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
No matter where you go. Might not be able to see that specific doctor.
One of the weird things, and I didn't even know this existed, and they're getting into more of this technology. Uber ER has this thing, and I don't know the specifics of it. I heard about it, and I was so much in awe that I even wasn't paying attention. Isn't that their CAT scan or their something?
The robot thing.
The robot thing. Yeah. So this robot thing does the scan with a doctor remoted into the thing. Hold on a second. Hey, Joe. I'm doing good, buddy. How about yourself? Sitting here in the trustees' workshop trying to get a date for the next meeting. They're okay with Monday, August 28th, if you were. Okay. Then that's the date. We'll send out the email. Okay. Sounds good. We'll send it out to everybody. Sounds good. Appreciate it. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, that's done. Yes, but anyways, the doctor controls this robot thing from a remote location and can direct the nurses and doctors that are there to put dyes in and everything else. I mean, it's, like I said, I was just sitting there going, you got to be kidding me that this even happens. I can't remember exactly what it's for. But it's remote stuff is coming on, you know, as far as that goes. It's good and scary all at the same time, I guess. So,
yeah, but if you don't have access to a doctor, but you have access to that machine, that's huge.
Yeah, especially, I mean, what if, you know, some of these places are out in the middle of nowhere? You know, I mean, you're in the middle of Colorado or something,
right.
And you have a local little hospital that can do that kind of thing. That's pretty amazing.
So what kind of scan is it? Just pictures or?
No, it's an interactive thing. It's for strokes, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's part of their stroke protocol. So it's some sort of CT scan on their brain that they interact with. So it's really neat. But anyway, so that's what we found out. So you shouldn't run into that problem ever again.
I don't think their answer was the best, that they got the hospitals mixed up or confused. But I really don't feel that is a good answer. I think it's more of an excuse, but it's more straightened out now.
Yes,
I think
ma'am.
They, instead of just sitting there all, I mean, the only thing they ever said was, it's against our policy. It's against our policy. Explain something to me, you know, tell me.
Mm-hmm. And then you'll.
That, which hospital are you talking about here now?
Right.
Or, you know, something like
and,
that. I think that would have been a better thing than just, it's against our policy, and then telling you, well, I'm confused about which hospital they wanted to go to.
Sure.
But if, as long as I get straightened out now, I got an answer.
All right, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So,
thank you so
like I said, hopefully shouldn't have that problem again.
I hope not.
All right.
Not for a while.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Okay. Sorry, let me put my glasses back on. Julie, you had a thing about options and consequences of the annexation agreement.
Yeah. So at the last work session, you said you were going to get with Peter and ask him about just leaving it hang out there,
mm-hmm.
if there were other options or what's the consequences of that. If
yeah, he felt there were no consequences as far as that goes. One of the things that he talked about, and I thought I had mentioned this, I'm sorry if I didn't, was that he said if you kind of repeal it, then Huber Heights, in their grand scheme of things, he was very shocked that the whole thing kind of went down like it did. But he said if it's still in place and the next time this comes and rears its ugly head, which we know this annexation will probably come back, you can, and they say, well, if there's any talk about an annexation agreement, you say, we already passed one. This is where we're at, instead of starting over, so to speak. He said, you guys have already got yours on paper, in force, with by resolution. He said, leave it in place. That's what Peter said. Leave it in place. You could always be amended.
I thought we did in a public meeting.
I thought we did in some meeting, all of us. In the regular meeting.
I don't know, but I'm more than happy to discuss it again.
But I thought you had already
answered that. Well, we want to leave it.
Yeah.
So, any other questions on that or comments?
No.
Okay. And then you had the trick or trunk on there.
Yeah, so at the last Land and Lifestyle committee meeting, talking about the events, community events, and somebody had suggested maybe instead of having, they're not doing away with the regular trick-or-treat, but maybe in addition having a trick-or-trunk event, just because...
It's trunk-or-treat.
Oh, is it?
Okay, trunk-or-treat, whatever.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So, oh, go ahead.
So,
they like tricks better though.
So the idea, you know, part of the thing is that because we're out in the country, most people don't even get any trick-or-treaters. So this would be a way, again, to have an event where the community could come together and, you know, have the kids have a place to... get some candy rather than just doing like the little plaques, which are the only place that they get it.
Did the school do one?
I got a call in, oh my gosh, July, I think. June, right after the last newsletter went out, from the lady who's in charge of the PTO/PTA, and they are doing on October 26th a like fall festival trunk or treat thing. And she wanted to know if she could put some information in the newsletter. Because they want to expand it to the community. So I can confirm with her that date and what they're doing. We don't want to, and maybe your Land and Lifestyle could like join up with them. I mean, I don't know the exact date off the top of my head. I thought she said the 26th, but like I said,
it was 26th of
October. Yeah, it was like
excuse me.
That's a Thursday. I don't know what day it is, but they have a date that they're doing and.
Well, I mentioned that because I didn't want to interfere. If we decide to do with one, I don't want to compete with another one.
On their same
so day. What day is did they pick for the trick-or-treat?
I'm almost sure it's the 26th.
Well, they always said it's the Thursday
before Thanksgiving. No. I'm going from memory of what she said. I don't know exactly what weekend it is, and I'm trying to find her.
I haven't got that far out yet, so let me look here.
Let me find the Bethel PTO.
You still take the fire truck around and hand out candy, don't you? That's a great thing.
And we have people we leave back here too for that come to the firehouse.
Yeah.
Nobody really ever comes here.
And then the fire guys eat a bunch of candy too. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, that's good.
Whatever's left over.
So I think what county council decided to do was there was going to be the Thursday before whatever Halloween is. Does that sound?
Yes, I think so.
So that would make it the 26th.
Yeah, maybe that's why I have the 26th. I'm texting them right now.
Which is kind of ridiculous because it's 5 days before Halloween.
It gets very expensive, the candy.
And then when does the fire truck? That's usually on the
day of trick or treat. Yeah. So we go around. We try to hit all the plats. You know, because that's the only place where kids are generally out walking.
Yeah.
So we hit like.
We do it on the same day as Miami County's trick or treat, right?
Yes.
Not on actual.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, we hit like Eastland and Westland and Shore Dinsmore and Newberry Wyndham Winter Hill. I think they go down Wonder Way, Haskett. You know, we kind of send everybody out in different directions with different trucks and a bag of candy. And, you know, everybody kind of gets the fire department handful, you know, because we, you know, we buy a lot and there's not a lot of kids. But where would we, if we were going to entertain trying to do one, where do you think that it would be? As far as a trunk or treat or trick or trunk,
we couldn't have them park the cars here with their trunks open because we'd need to get the medics and the fire engines out.
Yeah, so I mean, back at the park type of thing.
Do it here.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess it would be.
School's already doing one; it wouldn't be there.
What's that?
Well, we wouldn't do it on the same day as the one or whatever one she's talking about. Maybe I was thinking about the parking lots at the school, but. They're big enough to do something like that, but if they're already having one.
If the school's doing it, I don't know that they need to do it.
Well, it all depends on when and where, I guess.
I just texted her, so
over the years, I've been very surprised about the parents. One trick-or-treat is not enough for their children.
Right?
They go to Carriage Trails. They go to Park Lane. Oh, they go to Vandalia. They go to, I mean, it's like, isn't one enough? But it's
not. They do the tour.
Yeah. They make sure they hit every single one everywhere. I mean, it's just amazing that one's not enough anymore.
Well, the kids have diabetes.
And dentist bills.
Yes.
Well, Julie, I'll let you know when she texts me back.
I think the idea is good. It's just one where and two when, and if it conflicts with anything.
Well, I mean, you know, you guys asked last time about, it doesn't need to be a land and lifestyle event.
Right.
We were thinking maybe this would be a good opportunity for it to be a township event, and because there's already something done with the fire trucks and people coming up here, so maybe it could have been that same time rather than having another one.
Why wouldn't you make it through a land and lifestyle thing?
There's no land and lifestyle thing. I mean, the reason for this was because there were people on the committee that felt like there's not enough township events anymore. So it, you know, just the idea of having an event where the community could get together. So
they don't want to, I don't think you meant it to come out the way you said it maybe, but you're going to come up with ideas, but you don't want to, you're the group that wants these don't want to help or they don't want to be part of
it. No, I didn't say that at all.
I know you did, but the way you said that it wasn't the Land and Lifestyles events. It was, they prefer for it.
It's not intended to be anybody's events. It's just ideas to bring the community together. Hopefully, they're township events. So, you know, labeling them something, I don't think that's the intention.
I got what you're saying. It's just somebody has to sponsor and organize an event, period. I mean, or the event.
Right, I'm not saying
we're
not
going
to help organize or do anything like that.
Happen.
I'm just saying that, you know, like Debbie said, I don't think we want to have a bunch of events. We were just trying to figure a way that because people are so far apart, that this would be an idea to bring people together and have everybody come to one spot instead of just people in the plaques getting the benefit of Halloween. I never have anybody show up at my house on Halloween. Never. You know, nobody's going to drive.
When we had kids and Brandt.
I was thinking about leaving my sewer hole open. They could just fall in there when they come.
We never had any.
Okay, well, maybe we
can. I have about 100 a year.
Wow.
So, yeah. It's,
well, let me get that date, and
then get the date
I will let you know.
Okay, sounds good.
So, school supply drive, I'm just going to put some. I talked to the principal. I talked to the teachers, some teachers, like five or six. They're like, yeah, that's a great idea. But the Bethel PTO, I just looked at that. They just did a teachers have classroom supply list. So let me talk with them first, and maybe it's better just to share their stuff. I don't want to reinvent the wheel. I was just going to have a drop off here.
Okay.
People could bring, like, TIP is doing it. TIP Community Services is doing it for their teachers. And they got like five drop offs in TIP City, of course. But none of those supplies are going to Bethel, even though they're TIP City, Monroe, and Bethel. So that we could do the same thing. But if I just, when I was texting that PTO person on Facebook, or messaging her, I just see that they just posted a supply list. So I don't know.
Is this supplies for the teachers or supplies for the kids?
It's additional supplies for the teachers when the kids don't show up with them.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Like Kleenex when everybody has a runny nose and
I got you.
They're out of their 20 boxes. 50 boxes.
So what do we want to...
Let me just check with them and see.
Okay, well,
I don't want to...
So if we don't interfere with them, do we want to do that?
That's, I'm good with it, but that's because it's my idea. So
we would just put something out here, tote or a box or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you guys think?
It's fine.
It's fine.
Back to community events, kind of we're talking about those.
I'm happy to get some supplies there.
Yeah.
Jerry Hurt stopped in, wanted to know that the church is trying to kind of reestablish over here. And he wanted to know, I guess they have
the Methodist church?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're trying, I guess. And they're going to have an event, right? You heard something about this. The dinner or something coming up.
Oh, he didn't tell me that day. He was talking more about
That. Anyways, they have a banner, and they don't have a lot of place to put it over there on the church site. Wouldn't know if that could be, if we would have a problem if it was put over on our side on our vacant land over there. I told him I would check with you guys.
And what's the sign about?
Don't know specifically. It's a dinner or something that they're hosting that night. I don't know specifically. I know that it's a church and state kind of thing, and I don't know what we want to do. I told him
is
I would check.
Is it dinner for the community or for their people or what?
I think
it's for anybody.
It's for anybody. Let me call him real quick.
All right.
So when I went to the yard sale,
there is
we had the yard sale.
I spent an hour and a half with him yesterday listening to stories and 30 seconds on this, so...
Jerry.
I said there's no quick.
There is no
at
quick.
At the yard sale, the people that were in the church, when I went over there to talk to them, they said they're trying to, you can now rent out rooms, like the room in the bottom where they have their sale. So it's probably to raise money to keep things going there.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless.
No, I don't have 937 in there.
What are they fighting about?
The church?
Yeah. The Methodist church.
I think they're just trying to get it reestablished, I guess, right? They
no,
were
but I mean the overall Methodist church. Well,
yes, but not a conversation for here.
Well,
probably not.
I mean, what I've heard basically is there's people who feel like the church has become too liberal, if you will.
That's a good way of saying it. Yeah.
So now there's an old and a new kind of thing, which happens in almost every church.
I didn't think we'd call for this. Hey, Jerry, give me a call when you get a chance. Thanks, bro. Basically, and the church is kind of weird over there right now as far as the building goes. I'm not saying the church is weird, but there's different factions that are using it. So there's the one faction that's the... school program where they
Lifewise.
Bethel Hope still using the church. Now they're trying to kind of revisit the congregation there again with the Sulphur Grove, I think it is, and trying to kind of split that up. There's a lot of different prongs in that fire right now.
If it was Bethel Hope, which is non-denominational, or if it was Bethel Local Schools, I'd be fine with putting a sign up, but anybody else, I kind of feel like we're just going to stir the hornet's nest, you know? I wouldn't want the West Charleston Church of the Brethren feeling like they, which is where I go to, feeling like, well, they put one up, so we should be able to put our sign up too. And then same with these, the whatever church is in there now, next to the Iron Workers. I just feel like it opens a huge can of worms of, well, great, you did free advertising for them. Let us do ours up.
Put it up in the corners out there temporarily, like at the intersections?
With well, they can't. Technically, you're not supposed to put it on the state ground, and unless it's political signs, but they can't touch. They
big
might,
Mike's lets people put signs up.
They might be able to put it at Big Mike. I don't know specifically what they're doing.
I don't... Either, I just feel like once we open it up to them, even though they're right across the street, we open it up to everybody, and I think that's maybe not what we should do. I feel like Bethel Hope is non-denominational and helps, I don't know, maybe you could be against Bethel Hope, but...
Let's not do any.
Yeah, let's just not do any. I feel like it just is a can of worms we don't want to tackle. And I love Jerry, but...
Okay, not a problem. I'll let him know.
They've got that property.
To the, where the parking lot is.
Down there.
I just think, you know.
I mean, that's what I think. What do you guys think?
I personally don't have a problem with it, and if somebody else came and asked, I'd probably say okay, too, just because it is open to the public. It's a community event. Even though it's to raise money for them, I mean, you don't have to eat there if you don't want to. It's also a nonprofit. I mean, churches are considered nonprofit. But I agree with you that, you know, whoever else comes and asks, then the answer is yes, if we say yes.
Right, and then I do think at some point when we have, it looks like we are supporting their venue, no matter what it is,
right.
Even if it's raise money for my whatever, name the cause. 90% of them we will probably
support. My sewer line repair.
What?
My sewer line repair.
Yes, yeah. But
$5,000.
10% we would not, so.
Just found out my total bill yesterday. Yeah, $5,000.
So. I told you Caleb and Rachel did theirs for 11 or 14.
I'm happy with $5,000, but it's still $5,000.
Still $5,000 is a lot, yeah.
Now do you have to pay that all up front?
Or? I don't know. He's going to send me the invoice, so.
Mm-hmm. No, the work's done, right?
Yeah. Sorry about your luck.
Yeah. All right, so we is that a no?
It's a no with me.
Right now.
That's fine.
All right. Any other updates with the annexation from you? I have not heard a thing, so.
I haven't heard nothing.
Am I missing something? Oh, I don't know why spell check. Didn't catch that one. Updates.
Is that ever a word thing?
It's my new word. When it ever has to do with Uber Heights, I'm going to misspell everything. I know they were still working through their city manager search, but haven't finalized that. So
yeah, they have not. So.
They just can't seem to function on any level with getting consensus on those sorts of things. So
I heard they offered it to somebody and he turned it down.
That's what I heard too. So we'll keep this. I mean, I'm going to keep that as a placeholder. We just got to keep that on our radar. And if anybody hears anything, just please remember it, and we'll keep bringing it up. I know that it's not done. I think we all know that it's not done. So we'll move forward from there. I do know that, speaking of our other one that we had before, Randy Bridge, city manager for New Carlisle, is leaving. So
wow.
He's going to Carlisle. Went from New Carlisle to Carlisle. So.
As long as he's gone, we don't care where, huh?
I guess so.
So they started their search?
They posted on their website, and it just is like any other job posting. Like, fill out an application.
Fill out an application, job opening.
We'll be seeing how well you can flip burgers next week. So.
Well, the lady in Bethel Township that used to do that, what was her name? She lived on my own.
Yeah.
Kim Manning.
Kim Jones.
Kim Jones, yeah, they threw her under the bus.
She was in my class.
Was she?
She was a man.
Oh, okay.
What?
I heard that wrong.
Yeah, you both heard it wrong. It's a Manning, is what he said.
It was a man.
That's why it's just
Manning. M-A-N-N-I-N-G.
Okay, we'll move forward from that.
Her sister was Lynn.
Was she a man?
But yeah, I'll keep.
They were all Mannings.
All right.
So we'll keep that on our radar. No update from Chris. I mentioned the land use plan above the trees on Singer. We need to meet with Kim out there, so I need to know when you got some time, and I'll get a hold of him.
Okay.
Because we got to come to a consensus on what we're doing. And got a call from that guy that we went and talked to at Pisgah and Agenbrod.
Yes.
Yesterday. He's not complaining about his neighbor across the street anymore. He's complaining about the ditch on Pisgah now. So I didn't know if he had some time we could run out there. And he said it's eroding and this electric dog fence is coming up out of the ground and I don't know what. So I told him I'd go out there and look at it.
Okay, so it's not the neighbor across the road.
No, it's the other side of his other corner.
Well, we walked that and we didn't see a whole lot, but we'll go again.
All right, thank you. And then the Archive Social, that's the one we talked about before. That we said we would revisit back later this fall. So I just have a little placeholder.
Okay.
Any other items from anybody? I know they're...
I No, it's not necessarily ours, but the gas station at 235 and 40 is moving forward.
Woo, finally. Yeah.
So they should be completely 100% up and running by the end of the year.
Wow. Yeah. Who did you hear that from?
So
the company's rep that came in, he's working for another thing down in Lisa now. But he said that ODOT, they finally did come to an agreement, and they're pretty much good to go.
Did they get their access on the 40?
Yep, and he said that they...
That was stupid. They'd already had access on the 40.
I think it was more of a, you try to skip over a lot of steps, and that will make you, so...
And that's a different ODOT district, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they said that final turn-in and turn-out should be done in September, and then everything else should be done in the next couple months, fully open by December. That's their plan. So.
It's actually a nice-looking gas station. I mean, it's all brick and everything.
It's a really good location. That's, I mean, there's a lot of traffic goes through there. Should do well.
Yep.
Speaking of gas stations and everything else, that, I mean, this is not ours again, but good Lord, can they cram any more stuff in on 202 in Uber Heights?
Oh, I know.
That's going to be one. That's a Sheetz, right?
Oh,
it's
going to
be
a Sheetz.
Oh,
okay.
And they're putting a Wawa down on... Chambersburg?
What's a Wawa?
It's a East
Burger.
Coast. No, it's a gas station.
Oh!
Yeah. I think Chambersburg or maybe Fishburg. I don't know. It's way down there.
And the Dunkin' Donuts is going to go in there.
There we go.
I mean, it just crammed a lot in that little section.
Well, I told you they're expanding that. They're widening the road between McDonald's and 70.
Yeah, I know. I've been working on it.
$2 million just for that short stretch.
Yeah, they're not only, I mean, but you can widen it so much, but it still funnels back into something different.
Yeah, I know.
No.
There can only be so much traffic that filters through there, but that's a mess.
That's crazy.
Anyways, anybody have anything else related to us, anyway?
I do not.
So we're moving the meeting for next week from Tuesday to Wednesday, correct?
Uh-huh. I'll post that on.
And I'll put it on the web today.
Okay.
Let me go back and see what else we got. Meeting on the 28th at 6 p.m. with land use. And Saturday, August 19th, school's grand opening. You got the other, which fair?
Dark County.
Dark County?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And fair-wise, when's our fair schedule?
12th through the 17th. Let me look at that. See, I'm telling you the exact dates. 11th through the 17th.
Okay.
Starts on a Friday, ends on a Thursday.
And then Dark County starts the next day.
The next day. Yeah, this is pretty much fair season right now for everybody.
What do you do at the Dark County Fair?
The first weekend is the open show for breeds. So we show the Herefords on that Sunday.
You show?
I have.
Are you showing this year?
I probably will not. Bruce's daughter loves the show, so I'm the photographer.
Oh, cool.
I know the guy that was working on my sewer line. He was trying to get down every day to go see his kid's show at the
Clark County Fair.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know if I'm going to get there tonight. I'm like, well, just keep working, dude. I want to be able to poop without it being in my front yard. Anyways, okay. Well, I don't.
It wasn't necessary.
It's necessary if you live through that. So.
Oh my gosh, I took the
germ from
the poop. Yeah, I took the neighbor boys for a last Thursday. Poop. Every other word.
Oh yeah,
and bro.
Yeah. All right. Anybody got anything else? All right. Thanks for coming.